The Hiyah, the breath of God. Psalm 119 praises the Torah, which is God's law, which is the first five books of the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, the Torah, the Talmud, that law. But here in this 119th Psalm, it praises it. It contains praises, laments, meditations, petitions, and assurances of God's presence. The 176 verses that make up Psalm 119 are divided into 22 sections. There are 22 sections in Psalm 119, and they are named after a letter of the Hebrew alphabet, each and every one of them. In today's text, the subtitle is Hiyah. It is the fifth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The picture that is associated with this letter is a window, because the letter actually has three sides. It looks very similar to what our N looks like in our alphabet. But according to the Talmud, God created the universe with the letter Hiyah. Hiyah was creative power. You see, when the Holy Spirit dwells within a person, that person takes on a new identity. The old person passes away and the new life is given. It's the Hiyah, the breath of life. God breathes into Adam to change him from a bit of dirt into a living, breathing human being. You remember God spat upon the earth as Jesus did. Later on, it's kind of a foreshadowing. God knelt down and took that dirt and he molded it and he made it into Adam. And then he breathed life into him and he made Adam. God shared his breath with Adam, and he continues to do so today with you and I. The Hiyah has life-changing and life-giving qualities. I am sure that we look out today, that you and I can look out at our congregation and see what changes are reflected in people's lives when God breathes Hiyah into them. I saw some young people a few Sundays ago who would not speak in public, they would not read scripture or pray, whose lives have been transformed through Hiyah. Their confidence and self-esteem grow daily through patience, encouragement, and some mentoring of them to take advantage of the opportunities that they have for growth. We have all seen lives reborn. We've seen new challenges. We've seen new opportunities. I've seen people who were so very shy that people didn't even know that they were there take on leadership roles when God's breath was breathed into them. You see, a new life was born in them to share God's word and life with others. What a joy to be a witness to these changes in others' lives. When we move out of our comfort zones to do ordinary and extraordinary things. When we move out of our comfort zones to do the very, very little things, the ordinary and the extraordinary, that is Hiyah. That's God's breath. You see, in the Hebrew Scriptures, the Old Testament, Abram is one of the earliest patriarchs whose life is recounted for our faith and instruction. You see, Abram and his wife Sarai had wanted children for many, many years. The couple even tried to take control of the situation themselves, like many of us do when God's not working fast enough in our lives. And at the young age of 86 years, Abram fathered Ishmael. And Ishmael is the ancestors of our modern-day Arabs. And he fathered this child by Hagar, who was Sarai's maidservant. Later, God renewed his covenant with Abram, promising him that the land of Canaan would remain in the possession of Abram's family forever, and that Abram would have a son of his own with Sarai. We read about that in the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis. You see, at this time, God gave the couple new names. Abram became Abraham, and Sarai became Sarah. Scripture says that God talked to Abraham, promised a son through his wife, Sarah. You know, that was no small feat because they were not youngsters when that happened. When God changed their names, God essentially added a letter. Hia, the breath of life. It was only after the names were changed that the Hia was added to their lives and that they were able to give birth to a new life through their son Isaac. You see, Psalm 119, verses 33 through 40, reflects Abraham's life, the life of Abram. The story of the renewal of the covenant comes right after Ishmael is born, right after Abram sins by not trusting God. The author of this psalm begins this stanza by asking for instruction to know God's statutes and for the desire to follow the law once he understands it. You see, Abraham and Sarah had to wait another 14 years after Ishmael was born before Isaac was born. 14 years. Even with Hia, even with God's breath, they still made mistakes. But their faith that God would not forsake them remained so strong. They were willing to move out of their comfort zone so many times in their lives to be obedient. Oh my goodness, they made so many mistakes along the way. They wandered and they done so many strange things. But they always came back to God. God was always with them. They were always in His covenant and in His will. You see, when they did make mistakes, guess what happened? They confessed and they returned to God. It says, "Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way," is the translation from the New King James Version of the Bible. Verse 37, it says, "Revive me, turn away from me." You see, revive is a verb meaning to restore life, to bring it back, to make it new. The NRSV uses the phrase, "Give me life." The Message says, "Invigorate me on the pilgrim way. Invigorate me. Revive me. Give me life." Whichever version or words we use, this is the petition for a renewed desire to follow the Lord's path, for Hia to be imparted into a person's being, and for guidance and wisdom to follow the right direction. The last verse of our text is another request for revival. This time it is for righteousness. We have the righteousness of Christ, but like Abraham and other humans, we forget. And we lean on our own wisdom, our own desires, and our own needs to determine our course. You know what happens when we do that? When we lean on our own wisdom, our own desires, and our own needs to determine the course of our life, what do? We fail. We fall miserably upon our face. And it might take 14 years, another 14 years to get it right, for God's will to be restored in us and through us. It might take another lifetime for it to happen. We need the Hia, the breath of life, to revive righteousness in our lives. We need God. Many of us are growing in our faith, our courage, our self-confidence. People are willing to take on new challenges and experiences, much like Abraham and Sarah. But as children of God this day, our lives should be an example for others to follow as they see the power of God in us. I never hesitate to tell anyone, especially our youth of today, that life has many surprises in store for them, both good and bad. But I also assure them that they have the inner strength to do what is necessary for family, friends, and community through their relationship with God. You see, they have the Hia, just as you and I do. They have the breath of life upon them. You see, God breathe the breath into us in the Old Testament. And Ruah, the breath of life, breathed upon us in the New Testament by the Spirit of God through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. You see, we have that righteousness, we have that hope, we have that knowledge, we have that gift that is given to us. God breathed life into Adam, so He breathes life into each and every one of us as human beings. But the breath of life, the Ruah, is breathed upon us by the Holy Spirit. When we make that decision, when we accept the Lord as our Savior, when we follow Him closely, when we do His will, you see, we have the breath of life around us, in us, and through us. If we only begin to use it for God's will to be done in and through us all the time instead of our own will. When we take things into our own hands sometimes, oh, what a mess we make. Think about the things you do. Think about the things you say. Think about the life that you live. Are you living your life as if the breath of God is in you? Is on you? And is about you? Let us pray. Lord, thank You so much this day for Your Son, our Savior. Thank You, Lord, for the gift that we see in the Old Testament through Your Scripture, through Your covenants, through Your Word to us. Thank You, Lord, for Abraham and Sarah. Thank You, Lord, for Hagar and Ishmael and Isaac. Lord, whether we are a part of what it is that is right or what it is that is wrong, You make it right. You make it anew when we come to know You closer. When the Holy Spirit breathes that breath of life upon us and allows us to be able to see that, to be able to change our lives will be new creations. They will be new in following You. You'll see people do things they've never done. You'll see people say things they've never said. You'll see things in a new and different way. Your children will rise up from amongst them, and they will be servants, not only in this place, but in the world around them. They will serve where they are planted. They will serve and give life anew. Because the breath of life, Lord, is upon us all. It's in us. And we need to breathe it out. We need to let others see that and experience that and know that. In teaching and sharing our life, and in sharing our life, we share our witness of who we are, what we are about. Not only who we are, but whose we are. Who do you belong to today? Who do you belong to? I hope and pray that it is our Lord and Savior. Amen.